Directors for the United Soybean Board recently met in Niagara Falls as they looked for investments that drive demand for U.S. soy and return value to all U.S. farmers.
Our 77 farmer leader board met and approved a $191.5 million budget for fiscal year 2024. This is our largest ever, and that is in big part due to all the investment from all 515,000 farmers across the United States.
That's Megan Kaiser, United Soybean Board Chair and Missouri farmer.
And so we're putting those funds to use across the entire strategic plan that includes infrastructure and connectivity, health and nutrition, and innovation and technology in both the supply and demand areas, in addition to communications and education.
Kaiser highlights investments made across the demand portfolio in infrastructure and connectivity and health and nutrition.
One is in infrastructure and connectivity and demand. And here we're identifying and addressing infrastructure and logistical constraints, limiting market entry and expansion of existing and new soybean technologies. And we're also exploring innovative soy-based materials, recycling and new processing technologies for soybean oil and meal. In health and nutrition, again, on the demand side, we're conducting research, illustrating soy support across the lifespan for healthy growth, living and aging, and in animal diets, we're continuing to do research to increase inclusion rates.
As it relates to innovation and technology, Kaiser says they're developing new biochemicals and biologicals for pest management and furthering the research so that farmers can make good on-field decisions. And of course, you have to talk about all the partnerships with export promotion with the U.S. Soybean Export Council, the U.S. Meat Export Federation, and the USA Poultry and Egg Export Council. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.